Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We talked last program about the authenticity of the Bible, and we shared some evidence. And the last one is the Septuagint. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament. It was completed almost 300 years before Christ was born. This translation contains all the prophecies of the coming Messiah that Jesus fulfilled when he came. The Septuagint, which is well documented in Jewish and secular history, shows consistent accuracy with today's Old Testament. So this is a powerful evidence because it happened hundreds of years before Muhammad started the Islamic religion. The Greek translation of the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, it was completed 300 years before Christ was born. Okay, did Muhammad came to establish a new religion? Many Muslims think that Muhammad came to establish a new religion based on the last revelation, final revelation from God. We will discover that this is totally not true. What many Muslim teachers claim that Muhammad's mission was to establish a new religion is not true, because according to the Quran itself, Muhammad's mission was not to establish a new religion, but to preserve the religion of Abraham in the Torah, Old Testament. Let me share with you some Quranic references. Surah 3, we read, say, Allah speaks the truth. Follow the religion of Abraham. Surah 4, who can be better in religion than one who submits his whole self to Allah, does good, and follows the way of Abraham, the true in faith? For Allah did take Abraham for a friend. Verse 125. Another one. So we have taught thee, Muhammad, the inspired message, follow the ways of Abraham, the true in faith. Of course, in future programs, we will talk about Abraham's faith. What does that mean? Okay, as I proved to you earlier, my Muslim friend, the Quran never states that its words replaced the words of the previous holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. I give you plenty of evidence. The Quran does state that some of its verses abrogate other verses in the Quran. You can read that in Surah 2, verse 106, and Surah 16, verse 101. The Quran itself says Muhammad did not come to teach new doctrines. And of course, I already mentioned to you many times that the Quran frequently affirms that Muhammad was given revelations to confirm what was already revealed in the holy books of the Jews and the Christians. It does not claim to correct, replace, add to, or annul the Bible. Never. Let me mention some Quranic passages just as a confirmation. Surah 41, verse 43, nothing is said to thee, Muhammad, that was not said to the messengers before thee. Another surah, 42, verse 13, the same religion has he, God, established for you as that which he enjoined on Noah and that which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Namely, that ye should remain steadfast in religion and they make no divisions therein. Another surah, 46, verse 9. Say, Muhammad, I am no bringer of newfangled doctrine among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. Let me repeat that verse to you. Say, Muhammad, I am no bringer of newfangled doctrine among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. Another one, Surah 3, verse 144. Muhammad is no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. Another one, 72, verse 21. Say, Muhammad, it's not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to right conduct. Surah 18, verse 110. Say, I am but a man like yourselves. He's just a man. Muhammad is just a man. This fact is very clear in the Quran. He did good things, and many times he did bad things. He sinned. He had only a human sinful nature. And that's not my words. This is the evidence from the Quran and the Hadith. The Hadith tells us about Muhammad's actions and what Muhammad said. Okay. Very important for you, my Muslim friend, to know who was the Quran intended for. Some verses in the Quran indicate that the Quran was given for the people of Mecca. Let me give you an example. Surah 42, verse 7, thus have we sent by inspiration to thee an Arabic Quran, that thou mayest warn the mother of cities and all around her. We read in the Quran that it is for Arabic-speaking people. Another one, Surah 12, verse 2, we have revealed the Quran in the Arabic language so that you Arabs may understand. Another one, Surah 41, verse 3. A book thereof, the verses are explained in detail. A Quran in Arabic for people who understand. Another one, Surah 43, verse 3. We have made it a Quran in Arabic that ye may be able to understand. Okay, how about somebody that doesn't speak Arabic? And let me tell you something. I was born and raised in a very educated family. My grandfather, my father, defense lawyers for over 50 years, and my older brother, judge in the Supreme Court. And I was in law school studying the Quran because we have to study Sharia law. And I worked as a lawyer and I studied the Quran. And let me tell you something. The Quran is very difficult to understand. Even my wife studied in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo to become a Muslim teacher, an Arabic teacher. And she told me, Sami, don't feel bad that it was hard for you to understand the Quran. It was hard for me also. Anyway, we'll complete next program. But of course, if you haven't become a child of God, my precious audience, pray this prayer after me. God, thank you for loving me. God, I put my faith in Jesus Christ right now. He paid the penalty for all my sins. Jesus is my only Savior. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, thank you for your love. I want to become your child. I want to live close to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who is Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.